JKT Mobile.
KO4HKX. Making my way toward the house. How about you?
Okay, I'm not even paying attention to where I am right now, but I'm coming up on somewhere.
Talk today.
Okay, I'm in the car.
I mean, you're coming in really clear for the car.
And in full quieting, too. I'm up here in Spartanburg, though, so it's a good spot for my reception.
He's having one of his good days.
I'll take it. I mean, this morning it lasted all the way down to my office.
Yes, when you said that.
Maybe something did something to it. I don't know.
Office.
I just had some meetings with my boss and the new manager in our group because we absorbed another small team in our group. So we have one more manager, two more engineers in the group. And so good to grow the team, but there's a lot to work out because their group doesn't do the same kind of tools that ours does. So it'll be a little bit of a learning curve in two directions.
But maybe y'all can share some information to help each other out.
Yep.
Had a pretty good day. Actually got to see all the stops today, so that was a productive thing. The truck's still running, so we're going to call it a win.
Patrick, got a call coming in, WTJKT.
4HKX, standing by.
Fun to stand by in your car going down the road. KJ4CTT, mobile. How are you, Patrick?
But I actually can stand up in here. KO4HKX to sync up with the repeater.
Oh well. Come off to do PMs because it's, but this is, you know, supposed to be the warmest day this week.
Covered some of the stuff up at the house, but I doubt it. Where it doesn't get much sun during the winter time on the north side of the mountain. The snow and ice tends to hang around a while.
I'm almost to, you know, I'm gonna do just like the other fella. I don't know where I'm at. I'm on Augusta Road somewhere. But there was still snow, you know, in the shady spots down here.
Across several icy spots this morning once I got down here.
I'm at the flea market. 185. That's where I'm at.
Know where you're at, because I don't.
Any better at all? Grove Road, any of that? Make anything?
General location of where you're at when you said Augusta Road and 185, but I don't know exactly where the flea market's at down there.
Anyway, hang on a second. It's going to get noisy. Fire chief coming through. Paramedic. We found an ambulance. That's an interesting combination.
I guess they're trying to get there quicker. I don't know. First responder kind of thing.
Behind them. Okay. KJ4CTD mobile.
KO4HKX and Wyatt's here with us now.
WTJKT.
Oh, not too bad. I decided that, you know, if it's going to be up in the 50s, I might as well do my PM since they're mostly outdoors.
We do outside, today would be it.
Tomorrow, isn't it?
40s and for highs. And clear. It's still going to be clear, though. And I tell you what, my skin is drying out like a bad L.A. fire.
Out there, isn't it?
Huge mess out there in California, but hopefully they don't forget about what's happening up here in Western North Carolina.
Last week, and you know, it's all horrible. It's horrible both coasts, and you know, it's, once something gets out of the news, people don't think about it anymore, and that's kind of sad.
A couple of weekends ago, and we couldn't believe what we saw, and this is, you know, a few months after, but yeah, we just couldn't believe it.
It's been 100 days since it happened, and we're no further along than this.
You US 19W is open occasionally, and occasionally they shut down to dig a hole and replace the drain pipe that washed out. So, anyway, it is what it is.
Out of that Cuban food truck trailer thing down in the River Arts District, and they got completely hosed, but they were at least able to reopen kind of up the street a little bit. So we got out there a couple weekends ago to eat there again, try to support them and help them get back on their feet. But yeah, it was, I just couldn't believe what we saw when we drove out there. It looks like a completely different place.
Down there on the river, I haven't been through there, but I can't imagine that it fared very well with that close to the river.
Closed and boarded up and just washed out. You can see the water stains.
What's going on, man? The river was just a total mess through there.
When we were out there, it was, you know, everything was still closed up and boarded up, and you could still see the water stains on the buildings, and it was just a big mess.
I think it's going to be years, if ever, gets back to normal for that area.
10 years. It'll take them that long just to rebuild all the roads.
Airport is like 5,000 miles of road that got destroyed during that in western North Carolina, and I can't remember how many hundreds of bridges.
It's, now that we have this fire in California, insurance companies are going to be hard-pressed to come up with the money to pay all the claims, you know, between the two places.
Rates up. But I got something in front of me with a bunch of pink lights.
Seen something in one of the tool catalogs today that kind of caught my eye. I haven't seen before. One of your competitors was making it, and it was actually a battery-powered welder. I think it had like four of the their big batteries in it, and you could actually use it as a welder.
I think a regular welder would probably be lighter.
Definitely would, but you wouldn't have to carry a generator with you to run it, so kind of the niche there. I just thought it was pretty neat, not that it would have a whole lot of practical purpose, but I'm sure it's got some small practical or small need there.
That mobile welding business could probably use that, but I'll have to look that up and see if I can, I mean, our product team might be already on top of it, who knows.
Telebrand.
River. Yeah, there at the river, WTJKT. Come again with that last one.
Saying it was the black and yellow brand. They were the ones that doing it.
So, yeah, I'll check it out. I mean, it's a kind of a cool idea. I wonder how many welds you can get out of it. It depends on the batteries, I guess.
Not about the voltage, it's about the amperage.
Yeah. Well, they're using their big, what is it, 60-volt batteries, the flex batteries. So they've got some voltage and amperage they can put out there.
That's a typical welding current.
Have it down 130, 100 in that ballpark.
Oh, batteries.
Battery to it.
Cheaper to buy the welder and generator than to buy the welder and all those batteries.
I use a DC to DC converter, though, because you can't just dump a 60-volt battery across a welding arc and still control the current. So it's really just about, you know, how big the buck converter is and how much current it can deliver.
To read the specs on it, I just thought it was kind of a neat idea. I didn't know if you'd seen it yet.
Heads up, I'll definitely look for it now.
Here we go, I'm getting ready to get through the fence. Different set of frequency. KJ4 is CTD, and I'll be clear on y'all.
See you today, KO4HK.
73, W2JKT.
Ice is melted going up the shady gravel driveway. You pull in, so I'm going to say 73, and you have a good one, and I will catch you in the morning, KO4HK, and I'll be clear.
All right. right, Patrick. Have a good day. 73, we'll talk to you in the morning. WTU JKT. I'll clear as well.